Lina stopped at home the next day, only long enough to change out of her messenger jacket, and then she dashed across town to the pipeworks. Dune met her just outside the door, and she followed him inside, where he handed her a slicker and boots to put on. They descended the long stone stairway, and when they came out into the main tunnel, Lina stood still, staring at the river. "I didn't know the river was so big," she said, after she found her voice.
"Yes," said Dune. "Every few years, they say someone falls in. If you fall in, there's no hope of fishing you out. The river swallows you and sweeps you away."
Lina shivered. It was cold down here, a cold she felt all the way through. Cold flesh, cold blood, cold bones. Dune led her up the path beside the water. After a while, they came to an opening in the wall, and they turned into it and left the river behind. Dune led the way through winding tunnels. Their rubber boots splashed in pools of water on the floor. Lina thought how awful it would be to work down here all day, every day. It was a creepy place, a place where it seemed people didn't belong. That black river, it was like something in a bad dream.
"You have to duck here," said Dune.
They had come to a roped-off tunnel.
"But there's no light in there," Lina said.
"No," said Dune. "We have to feel our way. It isn't far."
He ducked under the rope and went in, and Lina did the same. They stepped forward into the dark. Lina kept a hand against the damp wall and placed her feet carefully.
"It's right here," said Dune.
He had stopped a few feet ahead of Lina. She came up behind him.
"Put your hands out," he said. "You'll feel it."
Lina felt a smooth, hard surface. There was a round metal knob, and below the knob, a keyhole. It seemed an ordinary door, not at all like the entrance to a new world. But that was what made things so exciting. Nothing was ever how you expected it to be.
"Let's try it," she whispered.
Dune took hold of the knob and twisted.
"Locked," he said.
"Is there a pan anywhere?"
"A pan?"
"The instructions said small steel pan. Maybe that would have the key in it."
They felt around, but there was nothing, just the rocky walls. They patted the walls, they put their ears to the door, they jiggled the knob and pulled it and pushed it. Finally, Dune said,
"Well, we can't get in. I guess we better go."
And that was when they heard the noise. It was a scuffling, scraping noise that seemed to be coming from somewhere nearby. Lina stopped breathing. She clutched Dune's arm.
"Quick,"
Dune whispered. He made his way back toward the lighted tunnel, with Lina following. They ducked under the rope and rounded a turn, then stopped, stood still, and listened. A harsh scraping sound. A thud. Pause. And then the sound of an impact. A short, explosive breath. And a muttered word in a gruff, low voice. Then slow footsteps getting closer. They flattened themselves against the wall and stood motionless. The footsteps stopped briefly, and there was another grunt. Then the steps continued, but seemed to be fading. In a moment, from a distance, there was another sound. The chink of a key turning in a lock, and the click of a latch opening. Lina made an astonished face at Dune. Someone had gone down the roped tunnel and opened the door. She put her mouth close to Dune's ear.
"Shall we try to see who it is?" she whispered.
Dune shook his head.
"I don't think we should," he said. "We should go."
"We could just peek around the corner."
It was too tempting not to try. They crept forward to the place where the tunnel turned. From there, they could see the entrance to the roped tunnel. Holding their breath, they watched. And in a minute, they heard a thump and click. The door closing, the lock turning, and footsteps once again, this time quick. A long leg stepped over the rope, and the person it belonged to turned and walked away. All they saw was his back, a dark coat, dark, untidy hair. He walked with a lurching motion that struck Lina as somehow familiar. In a few seconds, he had vanished into the shadows.